Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, the views of our callers. And today we're hoping to have Constance Cumby with us. And Constance really had a profound impact on my life long before I ever had a chance to meet her. I read her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, back in the early 1980s, which introduced me to this whole idea of masonry and theosophy and the Lucius Trust and Alice Bailey, and the fact that Alice Bailey channeled her writings from a demonic being called Shua Kuhl. Just as Madame Blavatsky had channeled her writings from a demonic being called Koot Humi, K-O-O-T, Humi. And basically, as you begin getting into this further and further, you find that so many of the writings, and really of the great writings, have been actually channeled. You read the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard in her book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation. And she readily admits that this book, which incidentally was financed in its final form by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities, but this book was actually channeled to her by a being she called, I think, the Christ or something like that. Anyway, the Christ spirit. But, of course, it is not the Jesus Christ. It is the Christ. It is this ethereal being that, of course, those involved with the occult believe rules the world. And actually, of course, what they're really talking about is Lucifer. And in fact, if you read the writings of Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky in the second volume of her Secret Destiny, she will openly tell you that this is all about Lucifer, that it's the dragon, and she actually is quite open in her admission that what she and her followers worship is certainly the Prince of Darkness. And when you begin to understand that, you can understand so much of what's going on today that really doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would anybody want to plunge us into World War III? And yet that's just the direction we're headed today. In fact, I talked to people today who told me that the plans were already completed for an American attack on Iran. Now, whether that will be simply an Air Force attack or whether it will involve troops, I have no knowledge. But we're talking about something that could happen, you know, within a matter of several months, if not before. Even more closer to home than the war in the Middle East is the coming war in Mexico. It was just yesterday that I received an email from a man I've known for, 44 years now. And he lives in Brazil, but he has contact with intelligence agents all over the country. And he emailed me to tell me that they had told him that Venezuela and Cuba are both sending both small arms and money into Mexico. That's just south of the border, ladies and gentlemen, just south of the border. And they are going to actually try to foment civil unrest, foment a civil war. Last evening I read where the defeated leftist candidate for the presidency of Mexico had said, "I am going to make this nation ungovernable. I am going to make this nation ungovernable," and I'm sure that he intends to do that. And then this morning I contacted a friend of mine who actually has been with the CIA for many, many years. He supposedly is no longer affiliated. And when I broached the subject, just asked him what he had heard, he told me he's hearing this from ambassadors throughout the world, Mexican ambassadors in other countries, and there seems to be very little question that we are on the verge of a civil war in Mexico. I bet Rush Limbaugh hasn't told you that. Well, we'll wait and see, but we're talking about this happening in the next couple of weeks. I hope and pray that this is all wrong, but think of the implications. You think we have massive immigration now? You just wait till civil war breaks out in Mexico.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess my regularly scheduled guest isn't going to be here, so, well, we'd appreciate a call from you at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 here at the Genesis Network. And, of course, we were talking about the coming civil war in Mexico, and I was really surprised. I hadn't heard of this from any other place. But now we've had it confirmed by at least two people who are affiliated with intelligence, and certainly in the Wall Street Journal article just yesterday, where the defeated leftist candidate said he was going to make Mexico unrulable. In other words, he was going to foment the domestic strife so that you could not have law and order. And this is exactly what I would expect that the Venezuelans who are financing this, Hugo Chavez has been funneling money into the leftists, not only in Bolivia and elsewhere in South America, but into Mexico. And this is exactly what you'd expect from Fidel Castro. However, let me just point out that David Rockefeller's daughter, according to David Rockefeller's book, memoirs, David Rockefeller's daughter is a good friend of Fidel Castro. And those of you who have not seen my interview with Ambassador Smith in the video we offer called World Revolution, really need to get that video and really need to see that interview, as Ambassador Smith tells how the United States brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. Why would we have done something that stupid And why would we have kept him in power? Certainly the Bay of Pigs was not fought to win. It was fought to lose. I mean, the Cuban Missile Crisis was as phony as the $3 bill, if you've ever really stopped and analyzed it. Another victim of the, you know, of the propaganda that's put out by the establishment. So is this all leading up, you know, over the last almost 50 years to where we are today as we're looking at a possible revolution just south of our border, just south of the Rio Grande? Well, right now we're fortunate to have Constance Cumby with us. Hi, Constance. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Montes. Fine. I've almost blew up. Thank you for getting I wish to call you.
Well, those things do happen. I'm just so glad. And see, for those listeners, Constance is going to be a guest and a speaker at our conference on the 29th of October, and I do hope that many of you out there are going to be able to come to hear. She's always a pleasure to hear, and certainly has introduced me to so much of what's going on today. Well, anyway, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Oh, your choice.
Well, do you want to talk about what's going on over in Iran, Iraq? Do you want to talk about Javier Solana? Because I know that.
Well, there's a lot going on with Javier Solana. There's also a lot going on with always a lot. And I listened kind of on the Castro discussion, and this is interesting to me because in 1995, when I started observing Dr. Solana, 52 congressmen sent a telegram to the White House and said, please do not back Javier Solana as the new head of NATO. And they cited his support for Cuba, for Castro. And so I kept that in the back of my mind. And then when the bombing started of Yugoslavia in 1999, which was very, very heavy and very disturbing bombing, I was quite surprised to read on the internet some rather delicious criticism of Javier Solana coming from a very unusual source. And the source was Fidel Castro, and who said Javier Solana was cruel, just plain cruel. And I submit that if you're cruel by Castro's standards, that must be very cruel indeed. And he had pointed out he was a former minister of culture, and here all these American generals were bowing down to him and taking orders from him. And then I read that he had fallen out of favor with the European Union because of his criticism of Javier Solana. So that's it's been very interesting to watch all of this play out.
And, of course, you know, sometimes you never know how much this is play acting and how much of it is real.
Yeah.
But certainly, I mean, we talk about war criminals. Here's a man who, I'm speaking of Fidel Castro,
mm-hmm.
when he first came to power, he held show trials and he killed about 15,000 former supporters of Batista, people who could not get away. He had them just lined up and shot, you
mm-hmm.
know. And where are the cries for war crimes trials against Fidel Castro?
Right.
He can come in and out of America anytime he wants to. Nothing is ever done to him. Well, he always has a good press, or maybe they may make a little criticism of him. But ever since Herbert Matthews with the New York Times back in the late 1950s was praising Fidel as the Robin Hood of Cuba and the George Washington of the Revolution, why, Fidel Castro's had a good press in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to ask why. Why has he always been built up by our media, and why, of course, have we never really tried to depose him? Oh, we go through all the actions, but it's all play acting. We're not trying to depose Fidel Castro. If we really wanted to have him killed, why his plane did blow up, his helicopter blow up, you know, some terrible disease would strike him down, and for almost 50 years, nothing's happened to Fidel.
Well, he's probably getting close to the end of his career now. So I imagine his health is not the best.
Right. Well, anyway, where do you want to go now?
Well, we can go to Europe. We can go to Cuba.
I'm very, very concerned about what's going on. I'm very, very concerned about everything points to the fact that we're going to be at war with Iran before very long, in one way or another.
Well, I predict that Javier Solana has a meeting set with Iran September 6th in Berlin. And I'm just anticipating that Javier Solana is going to make some kind of a deal and come out of this smelling like a rose.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, because I don't like Javier Solana, but, you know, I certainly don't want to see us going to war with Iran either.
Yeah, I think we're almost overstretched right now, considering that we've pretty much shot a lot of our wad in Iraq. I don't know what we have. I just am afraid that it would be very difficult. But anyway, there was a meeting September 6th in Berlin, and then a meeting in September 7th in Berlin of Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States. And so they're working on a new deal. And Javier Solana is also working on a new deal for peace in the Middle East. So making lots of exciting deals. He'll probably emerge with one of them with a deal and a Nobel Peace Prize. Nobody's going to be looking at him critically, I'm afraid, except for Fidel Castro and myself. And nobody's going to be paying any attention to either one of us.
Well, at least we have our listeners out there who do listen to you, and I'm sure are always fascinated by your observations.
Okay. Very, very interesting things. Now, this last week, Jacques Chirac got up and lambasted the 25 countries of the European Union, and so they had failed to give Javier Solana the support that he needed, and they failed to allow him to speak with one voice, and as a result, they fell short on the world stage, on the Middle East, on the Israeli issue, and that Finland had to take some blame, that they hadn't given Dr. Solana the support that he wanted. And I wrote just a blurb on my blog spot about that and said that Javier Solana evidently had quite a cheerleader in Jacques Chirac, who was demanding that more and more power be handed to Javier Solana, who already has extraordinary powers. And today the press came out that Javier Solana had very shrewdly rejected Chirac's criticism of the European Union and said, the European Union did a magnificent job and had handed 7,000 troops over to for UN use, and that Kofi Annan was so thrilled with them, and that basically they all did a good job and for everybody not to worry about it. But he let Chirac make the statements, and then this was interesting to watch this play out, and then he comes out as everybody else's defender against Chirac when Chirac was obviously making the statements that Javier Solana wished for him to make.
Well, I think that very often everything is pretty well stage managed. As I look at so much of what's going on in the world today, I can't believe that George Bush is really the president of the United States. It's almost as if, he'd come from central casting someplace, and he's been put there as a caricature, and the same thing with Ahmadinejad over there in Iran. Mm-hmm. So many of these people, are playing a part, and I wonder what part Javier Solana is playing.
Well, he's playing center stage, as I see it, or he would like to be a little bit more center stage than he is. He's a little tired of waiting in the wings. He's played a very interesting role in this. I think I mentioned this the last time we talked, that they said that their new whoever was going to take center stage in all this, and their stage phony second coming of Christ might have to assume his duties and play out his role amidst a time of turmoil such as the world had never seen. And it certainly seems like we've had plenty of turmoil, and that Dr. Solana has emerged stronger from that turmoil. Now, last week, Herb Peters, who writes an interesting blog spot, FulfilledProphecy.com, pointed out that that Romania had seized, or that Iran had seized a Romanian oil rig, and that since Romania was part of the European Union, now treaty-wise, all the countries were obliged to come to its defense, and that this would show pretty much what Javier Solana was really made of, because this might be Iran calling his bluff. And so I wrote immediately a rather tongue-in-cheek column, which is the latest and last blog spot I have up there, and said, here's how he's likely to react to it. And I talked about what happened in Canada in 1995 when Solana dispatched the Spanish fishing ships down there because Morocco had made demands that Spain cease fishing its waters if they wanted to cooperate with Javier Solana on EU issues. and that Javier Solana had sent three Spanish warships against Canada when Canada took a ship fishing illegally inside official Canadian waters into custody.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Constance Cumby.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're talking with Constance Cumby, and we're talking about what's going on. We're talking about one of her favorite subjects and one of ours as well, and that's Javier Solana. So pick up the story there.
Okay. Well, I mentioned there was a lot of speculation. What was Solana going to do? Now he was going to have to show the European countries what he was made of. And because Iran had seized a Romanian oil rig that was in the Persian Gulf water space, and it accused the European drilling company of owning the rig of hijacking another rig. So I took up the challenge because I had my own opinions about how Solana would handle it, and that he probably would not appear a wimp, and pointed out that in 1995, before he had a smidgen of the powers he had now, he had sent three Spanish warships against Canada. And Canada, I thought this was a precedent that we might look to.
Now, guys, for our listeners, what had happened was that a number of, I guess there were Spanish fishing boats were fishing off the coast of Canada, and Canada told them they couldn't and was going to take action against them, and so that the then they sent these Spanish frigates over there.
And actually, they were, Canada hadn't told them they couldn't. Canada was distressed because they were fishing Canada's halibut, turbo, and cod stocks almost to extinction. And then when a Spanish trawler went officially into Canada waters and started fishing, Canada took it into custody. And that's when Javier Solana dispatched three warships, and then he gave a press conference, and he basically defended sending the warships. And then he claimed that the Spaniards had discovered the Newfoundland fishing banks, therefore they should have every right to exploit them. Well, how did Dr. Solana come out on that one? Like every other thing that he's ever done, he came out smelling like a rose. Immediately after a treaty with Israel was signed between the EU and Spain, or the EU and Javier Solana and Israel, EU and Israel, on November 20th, 1995, but before the Barcelona conference opened on November 27th of 1995, he concluded a brand new fishing treaty with Morocco, which permitted the Spanish fishermen to return to its fishing banks, and that gave Canada some reassurance that the Spanish ships would no longer be a threat, and it was going to take years for those depleted fishing stocks to recover, but they were relieved to have it stop. Then he concluded the Barcelona process. He was given sole credit for the diplomatic accomplishment, and Dr. Monteith, only 2 days later, he was unanimously made the new Dark Horse candidate head of NATO, and Canada had to have voted for him on this. They might have done so under USA duress, I don't know. But I asked the question, did Canada remember? And evidently they didn't. In 2006, under the leadership of their former Prime Minister, Paul Martin, they signed a treaty to contribute troops to Solana's European armies. And I wondered out loud on my blog spot and posted it, and I said, I wonder how long it will be until Europe sends warships to Iran. And then I said, I wonder how long until Iran sends soldiers to Solana's EU army. Well, I didn't. The next, about 10 minutes later, I checked the news, and I found out that Solana didn't need to send warships. Iran caved in on it immediately. They gave it back immediately.
You're talking about this is the oil rig.
The oil rig,
right.
Right. They did not want to tangle with Javier Solana.
And I think that the big thing is that you have always found there's almost like an invisible force protecting Javier Solana, sort of hovering over him, keeping him out of trouble, pushing him into key positions, almost as if he is a chosen man for some chosen job.
Yeah.
Could that be a fair statement?
Well, I'm starting to suspect that he's been groomed for this for a very long time, that he's waited patiently for a very long time, and that he is now emerging big time, center stage, and lots of bouquets are being thrown at him. And he's been frustrated at times that he's had to step back. In fact, he made a statement recently that as Europe's good cop, sometimes he had to be the invisible man, which is kind of funny. We've joked about calling him the invisible man. But he's admitted that times lately, with given some of the controversy over him, that he's had to step back and be the invisible man, but he was still the force behind the scenes.
Well, I'm sure that he is, and I think that we just will have to keep an eye on him and see where what's going to be happening next. I think we're entering into very difficult times. I hope you're right that they're going to be able to come up with a, sort of a peace negotiations with Iran. And, you know, certainly there's so much exposure. So many people are saying we're going to war that you almost think this may be a put-on, sort of like Y2K or something else. On the other hand, why, apparently the plans are already made. Well, let's see what happens on the 6th or 7th of September. We'll be right back here with Constance.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Constance Cumby. And go ahead, Constance. You were just saying that, you know, it always appears that there is this sort of strange force behind Javier Solano.
Well, he certainly has come through many things smelling like a rose where he should have come out smelling like a skunk. And let's point to 1995. The Spanish government, which he was probably one of the most powerful members of, it was the Felipe González cabinet, socialist government. Javier Solana was officially a Marxist until September 29th of 1979, but I have a very graphic photo of him giving the Marxist salute at a meeting in 1983 at an obvious Marxist-Leninist meeting. And if somebody goes to the Google and pulls down images, they can look at it for themselves. And that the government was controversial for the way it was treating some of the rebels within its borders and assassination efforts and that had been ordered against some of the rebels within the country. And there was a scandal over that, and it helped bring down the Gonzales government, which Javier Solana was the most powerful member and Philip Gonzales' closest confidant. And Gonzales went out smelling like a skunk. Solana went directly over to NATO as head of NATO and became one of the most powerful men in the world. And we've seen this happen so often when things went down, for example, in Iraq, when the Iraq thing came down in 2003, and they were saying that the European Union looked impotent. That was used as an excuse that they needed somebody on the right, that Europe needed to speak with one voice to equalize themselves with the United States. So at that point, Javier Solana's powers are increased. They have been consistently increased. His budget has been consistently increased. His watch has been consistently increased. In 2004, he was given sole control and shut-off privileges over the Galileo satellite network. They said, like it or not, it has to be Solana. It cannot be the president of the European Union. It has to be Javier Solana. Nobody ever said why it had to be Javier Solana and could not be anybody else in the world. In the Israeli conflict came up, and again, things were pointed that he was at the European Union, was not speaking with one voice. Jacques Chirac gets up and says, by golly, it's because you failed to give Javier Solana enough power. And some of the people that were hesitant about, rightfully hesitant about handing him the power, said, you know, gee, we're right, we apologize, well, we're going to give him all the power that he needs. He's come out, the Canada thing, he should have smelled like a skunk for that operation. It was one of the most exquisite operations in political doublespeak I have ever heard, read, or even thought about. And he should have, Canada should have lambasted him all over the world stage. Instead, he came out again smelling like a rose. And no matter what's gone down, no matter what he's done, dumped his wife in 1995, Spanish style. They live, it's not a true divorce. They live separately. He has his own apartment in Madrid and did not move his family to Brussels. And again, there were attempts in the press and even his own dishonest writing to portray himself as a good, solid family man, when secretly he had asked his friends to help him establish a new social life independent of his wife and without his wife in Brussels, and that he'd get by with a little help from his friends. And so many things that other people catch public criticism of seem to turn around, and if Solana, well, another big, big example is this year when there were allegations that there were CIA agents operating secret camps in Europe. And Javier Solana, who would know if anybody, if that was taking place as the former head of NATO, as the person in charge of the intelligence networks, because those all report to Javier Solana as well. And so they wanted to call him to testify before the European Parliament. And he did go and testify, and with a straight face, he told them that he didn't know about it and he didn't have the power to compel answers from anybody because he lacked the necessary competences. And some of the parliamentary members pointed out that that was a bit consistent, but again, he came away from that with a consensus that Javier Solana's powers had to be increased. And this man has played the greatest trust me game, to my knowledge, that anybody has probably played in world history, and his powers are growing. I'm looking for us to see much more of him on the news in the days to come, and we have seen much more of him since June 6th of 2006.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Certainly they have the NATO forces now over in Afghanistan, really acting as a world army. Javier in any way connected with NATO, with the NATO forces?
Most certainly. When Javier Solana headed NATO, which was from December of 1995 to October of 1999. He did some very significant things. First of all, he started a global disarmament effort and said now that communism is no longer a factor, we've got to disarm globally. And he has been leading that and talks that we're going to have to disarm everybody, USA included. And he stepped down from NATO, but he split the NATO command into two. And the USA command was in Norfolk, and the European command was in Brussels. And essentially it's the same guys, the same uniforms, the same personalities as his European Union Army. And Jamie Shea, his spokesperson when he was at NATO, and a man still at NATO, has given speeches and explained why that was so. And Javier Solana said that the plan was to use NATO assets with European control of those assets. And that, indeed, is what is taking place. In fact, it was because of knowledge that that was what was happening that Donald Rumsfeld had angrily said in Brussels when Belgium wanted to prosecute certain U.S. government people as war criminals. He threatened them. He said, if you keep up with this, we'll stop. We won't give any more money to finishing the new European NATO headquarters. And so there's been some recognition that that takes place, but basically they have control. He has control. Hoop de Scheffer, I believe, is the name of the current NATO commander, but basically he doesn't do anything without running it by Javier Solana. Several NATO operations have been taken over by the European Union, including the Yugoslavian operation. And they are using NATO assets with European control of those assets. They signed some type of a treaty with the USA that said if the United States declined to act on something where the European Union thought was important to act, then Europe could go ahead and use the armaments, use the equipment, have everything. Lovely, lovely aerial photographs of almost every inch of the United States. In fact, one of the very interesting things to me and disturbing is you can see my house on Google.Earth with more clarity and detail. You can even see the bad shingles on a roof. And you can see my office with equal clarity. And then, curiously, if you type Javier Solana, unquote, in the search on Google Earth, it flies you, if you're in the Midwest, it flies you to my office and emblazons across the road, Constance Cumbie. Which tells me they're probably watching me closely, but here's the interesting thing. The copyright on that is held by Europa Technology, which is under one of Solana's remits. And they have just incredible, if the low-res pictures are any clue in the latitude and longitude given, they know where every strategic thing we have in the United States is. And they have our weaponry. In 1999, an English socialist, no less, insightfully wrote something in a British paper, and he talked about what was going on with the European Union, reminded him of the five-year buildup by Hitler back in the 30s, and said that he had started it by stealth and then had proceeded openly. And he said that the EU agenda had been very openly to dislodge the United States as a competing superpower in the global struggle for resources in the 21st century. And basically, it's my studied belief that they eventually intend to take us out. They will use us as long as possible. It is looking to me more and more like Solana may rise to power with USA pressure on European countries to hand Javier Solana the last little vestiges of power he feels that he currently is denied. And that we will be used for that as much as possible, but their goal is to take us out.
But I always have the feeling that many times this is exactly what some of our leaders would like to do. They would like to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and really reduce us from being a major superpower down to simply just another nation in the world.
Well, in fact, it's happened. It's happened in the integration process, which is what they refer to this. We're under a system right now of global governance. And they've given up on saying global government. Instead, they say global governance and this, quote, consensus, unquote, thing. And there are uniform laws and policies which every country that subscribes to these various treaties and pieces of their puzzle is expected to subscribe. And so they're piecemealing it in and making end runs around national sovereignty that way. But you will find that Javier Solana has been a major player on almost the entirety of the global governance movement, which, by the way, is there are a number of interlocking think tanks and organizations running it. In the United States, we've been thoroughly neutralized because the European Union spends millions and billions on EU and the USA projects. And basically, it's to the universities. They're all under contract to say very nice things about the European Union. So some rather obvious dangers are not being pointed out. They put what's taking place very often out there in books that you can buy, but they sell those books on the Internet for such ridiculous prices that unless you see a deal on a used one, very few people can expend the money. They'll sell the books for $160, $240, and they will be much more open in there about what is really going on. For example, when they said they were shutting down NATO, one of the books, which was published by New York University Press, which has been a center of USA operations for Solana, and that book sold at like $55. You'd think at that price it would be a big book. It was a tiny one. And they said that basically what was going on was a revival of the Western European Union and putting this military structure, that's 10-nation military structure, in place. And it's the 10 nations that Western European Union that gave the fallacy that they were shutting down, but in essence they weren't. They were given weighted voting power in the European Union, and they handed all their power to Javier Solana in 1999. And so basically that's been there. So when it looks like the European Union is scraping and fighting and can't come together, they've been accomplishing whatever they needed to accomplish in the military level by using the WEU, the Western European Union, as a vessel.
I don't think most people understand that there's two European unions. One is the Western European Union, the other is the regular European Union.
Well,
and doesn't the Western European Union basically have its own military?
No, the Western European Union is a 10-nation federation and 18 auxiliary members. In many ways, it's so many of the same nations as the European Union.
Right.
But the 10 nations, and it have weighted voting power, in proportional voting power, as they call it, in the European Union. And they make the resolutions, and it's been basically Solana was supposed to have kept it open 1 year according to plans that they announced in 1999, and then they were going to fold their powers into his agency with the European Union. That's what they said they were going to do, but that year has lasted a very long time. He's kept it alive because it's such a bully pulpit, and he would have preferred that the Constitution pass, which gave him these extraordinary public powers, and that he be the super minister, the foreign minister on steroids, so to speak. But when that didn't happen, the WEU being open has been a very bully pulpit, and so they've been able to accomplish using the WEU what they would do using the EU. It's like a shell game.
Well, now, what about the European Army, though? Is it
the European Army is under the European Union right now, but the Western, they do most of the meetings with the weapons manufacturers and the armaments and the talking and the conferences, and that is done using the Western European Union as the vessel. And it basically is a shell game. Who's meeting? What are we going to put on the letterhead today? Javier Solana maybe has a variety of letterheads on his desk. Well, which one am I going to use today? WEU, Atlantic Council, EU, the Madariaga Foundation, so on and so forth, and NATO. And basically what they say they are is a triangle, and the triangle is this: the European Union, NATO, and the United Nations.
All right, fine. And what about the Americans? We have, 60,000 troops over there.
Yes, we do, and they... it's very nice of us.
And of course, the question is, why do we still have troops in Europe over 60 years after the Second World War ended, at least 50 years after the Second World War ended?
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to ask that question.
Well, and if they were really working for us, but very often they go over there and they are propagandized as to what nice guys, very few come back that worked with NATO, don't think that Javier Solana is a saint.
Well,
they go over there and they don't always come back anti-EU. They very often go over there and come back anti-US.
Well, unfortunately, the European Union is simply one of the building blocks of the New World Order, just as the North American community that they're creating will be part of the New World Order.
The WEU, Dr. Monahan, according to Encarta, even Encarta had noted this for high school students using that encyclopedia. The WEU was set up as a project and at the behest of the World Federalists. And it was to be a major building block in pointing the way and be a model for regional integration, which would be part of a global integration project. And that the other projects such as NAFTA, ASEAN, ASEAN, it was supposed to point the way towards regionalism and regional cooperation.
Well, look, we're almost out of time. I want you to get your blog spot out and where people can pull down some of your articles.
Okay, and that worldwideweb.cumby.blogspot.com.
www.cumby.blogspot.com. Okay.
And that's a nice place to communicate with me because my email is very heavy right now. But I do look at the blog spot, and lots of people will leave messages for me up on the blog spot. And we get some discussions up there, get extremely lively and fun.
Now, what time in the afternoon should I book you out of Detroit?
As late in the afternoon as you can.
All right, that's what we'll do. We're really looking forward to having
you
with us here on the 29th. God bless.
Thanks. Dr. Monteith. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is Dr. Stan. Remember, Constance's going to be out here on the 29th of October. I hope you can, too.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, if you can come to our October 29th conference here in the Monterey Bay Area, a beautiful place to come that time of year. That's Sunday, October the 29th. And we wish it weren't on Sunday, but we couldn't get it any other day. Couldn't get on Saturday. And it's a great meeting hall, so we look forward to seeing you. You're going to have to call. We're going to have reservations ahead of time. We're serving lunch, and we're going to have a great lineup with Chris Pinto and Constance Cumby and Michael Shaw. And certainly Barrett Schultz will be here. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will seriously consider supporting Radio Liberty, because you are the major source of our support for what we do. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And we're going to give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. We talked earlier about Fidel Castro. If you haven't seen my talk on the World Revolution, that includes an interview I did back in 1980 with Ambassador Earl C. Smith, a billionaire, multi-billionaire that I interviewed at that time down at Palm Beach, Florida, where he tells you how we intentionally and knowingly brought Fidel Castro to power. Fascinating part of history, and so much more in that video. We don't have it in DVD, but it's well worthwhile watching. And then, of course, if you want to understand what we're really doing in Iraq, our talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, once again on video, and then there's a syllabus that goes with that, which you really need to get. In the same way, if you want to understand what's happening financially, our talk, The Coming Financial Tsunami, and you want both the talk, that is available in both DVD, VHS, and you'll want to get the syllabus with that. When you get the syllabus, you get a reduced price on them. We have, of course, a sustainable development video and a four-tape set and a syllabus, and you get them. And we have so many other items that you're just not going to be able to get anyplace else. If you would like to know how they're poisoning the American people, intentionally and maliciously, why you want to get the hidden agenda. That's a talk, it's a video, and then you want to get the syllabus with it, because it has all the scientific studies and the books that talk about this and how they're using it to destroy the minds of our children. They know exactly what they're doing, just as they know what they're doing when they put the mercury in the childhood vaccines, and now, of course, it's in the influenza vaccines, where it produces autism in the young and Alzheimer's disease in the elderly. Why would they do that? Because they're evil and wicked people out there. You'll certainly want to get our talk. It's on VHS or DVD. It's called Planned Population Reduction. We have so much on population control. We even have a population control special. And if you haven't read my treatise, The Population Control Agenda, you can pull it down off the internet. It's up there, and they make copies of it. Or you can get a copy from us if you buy something else and request a copy. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. If you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, again, that number is 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope that many of you will want to certainly do that. And we hope many of you, of course, will want to get more of our information. And if you'd like to get a free copy of our May newsletter, it goes into the background of immigration. And then it tells you who's really behind this whole immigration scam. And if I am correct that there's going to be a civil war in Mexico, or at least a tremendous unrest there, here coming within the next few weeks, why you'll certainly want to understand who is behind this whole immigration span, because you think we've had a lot of immigrants before. Wait till civil war breaks out in Mexico. So our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon we have this Dr. Jerome Corsi, who many years ago, first time I ever interviewed him, we were talking about the oil and, of course, the fact that the shortage of oil is quite contrived. But, well, recently Dr. Corsi's been writing extensively about what's happening with immigration. He's written a new book on the Minutemen. He's writing about the security and prosperity partnership, the new Trans-America Highway. And so, without further ado, let's talk to Dr. Corsi, because you'd far rather listen to him than me anyway. Hi, how are you doing, Jerry?
Good, Dr. Stan. It's a great honor to be back with you. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, tell us, is there anything new at all? Are they just pressing right ahead with their whole idea of building this North American community without the knowledge or consent of the American people?
Well, the Bush administration is hard on this road to create a North American union. What I'm finding is that SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which was declared on March 23rd, 2005 in Waco, Texas, by President Bush and Vincente Fox in Canada, Dr. Stan, that's really taking on really new momentum. As I look at SPP.gov on the website, they put up a debunking, you know, myths, trying to deny that they're doing what they're doing. And what they've actually admitted is that SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, is not a treaty. It has no legal status. It's really nothing more than a press release from that summit meeting. And yet we've got cabinet-level group working groups in our government, Mexico and Canada, creating new trilateral agreements, multilateral understandings, which ought to be treaties. I think what they've posted on SPP.gov is almost treasonous, that they've admitted they have no legal status for what they're doing.
But you see, they really don't care about the laws of our nation. They don't care what the American people think. These people are dedicated to the destruction of America's sovereignty and creating this North American community, which is a stepping stone to this New World Order, because they know, they think that they know what's better for us and for America and for the world far better than us common folks. Isn't this sort of an elitist concept? Like, we don't care about the Constitution. We're going to go ahead anyway, and there's nothing you can do about it?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I was shocked to read and have verified that George Bush has said that the Constitution of the United States is nothing but a GD piece of paper. And that was the actual quote from the Oval Office. And as I look at what's going on, I think that President Bush has thrown away an historic opportunity. When he was reelected in 2004, he had a mandate for a conservative agenda. If he had just closed the borders, reduced our deficits, got our budget and our trade deficits under some kind of control. But instead, what George Bush decided to do was go with the globalist agenda. And with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the reason we're not securing the borders is President Bush has agreed to erase the borders.
And I think that's what's so important for our listeners to understand, is that George Bush has no loyalty to America. Of course, this went during the elections in 2004. John Kerry didn't bring this out, because both men marched to a different drumbeat, a different dream, and I think that they worship a different God. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about RucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, RucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's
1-800-845-3841. Jerome Corsi. Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we're simply talking about a man named Robert Pastor. Robert Pastor, apparently, is the vice president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Is that right, Jerry?
Yes, he was the vice chair of the committee that created the report, Building a North American Community.
All right, he was the vice chair of the committee then, okay.
That report said it was the blueprint behind the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which was declared by President Bush, Vincente Fox in Canada, Waco, Texas, on March 23rd, 2005. And what Robert Pastor's been writing for over 10 years has been the need to evolve NAFTA into a North American Union, exactly the same way, Dr. Stan, that the European Common Market evolved into the European Union, a government. The plan is to do it step by step, incrementally, below the radar, through executive action. So the people of the United States don't know what's going on. It's like the little green frog analogy. You know, you put a frog in a pot of water and turn the heat on, the frog will boil to death. But if you drop that frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump out. Well, that's what they're doing with the North American Union. They're cooking the American people, and in the process, our sovereignty in the United States of America is going to be gone, and nobody will realize how that it's happening, because SPP.gov will always be denying it. But if you look at their regulations on their website, they're creating new trilateral agreements and memorandums of understanding, which ought to be treaties. They're rewriting all of our administrative law, and everything from e-commerce to fuel to trade to textiles, you name it. There's a working committee destroying the United States of America in the name of the North American Union.
And I think it's so interesting, first, that the average American really doesn't know what's going on because Rush Limbaugh and the other apologists for the internationalists do not tell them. Most of the congressmen really don't know what's going on because they're so busy and they're kept intensely busy so that they wouldn't know what was going on. And those who do are usually people who really do not believe in the sovereignty of the United States. Now, let me play the devil's advocate, Terry. What's wrong with merging the United States with Canada and Mexico? Wouldn't that help to raise the living standards of the people of Mexico? And after all, we have a lot in common with the people of Canada. What would be wrong with giving up our sovereignty and simply just merging into one big nation? And that would mean we'd have shorter borders to guard, certainly just the border, southern Mexican border. Nobody's going to be coming in from the Arctic Ocean sneaking in that way. Wouldn't it make it a lot easier to protect ourselves from terrorists coming into our nation? Wouldn't it really help the people in Mexico? And shouldn't we be concerned about the fact that they have such low living standards? What would be wrong with merging our countries and helping the people of Mexico?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's a great question. And the plan of the globalists who are behind this is to destroy the middle class of America in the process. NAFTA itself is a lie. NAFTA was sold to the American people as it would improve our exports and it would develop Mexico. That has not happened. Mexico is not economically developed, and we're in a trade deficit to the whole world right now. Even the maquiladoras, these sweatshop factories that were created along the border after NAFTA, now are not cheap enough for the globalists. They've gone to Red China, where you can actually get slave labor. And what is happening is that our borders are being erased in the interest of building these NAFTA superhighways, you know, 4 football fields wide, so Mexican trucks can bring in these goods to the United States to come in containers from Red China through Mexican ports, like Lazaro Cardenas, headed towards Walmart. And in the process, the manufacturing jobs are being sucked out of America. The middle class is having to pay for the benefits, the social welfare of the unlimited exporting by Mexico of its uneducated lower class to the United States as poverty, exported by Vincente Fox, so that the billionaire globalists in Mexico, just like the Walmart profiteers here in the United States, and the contributors, unfortunately, of campaigns of both political parties in the United States, they can all make billions, while the middle class of America is losing jobs left and right to Mexico and Red China and forced to pay extra taxes to pay all these social benefits for the illegal immigrants coming across from Mexico, Mexico's uneducated, impoverished masses. That's the plan.
And I think what people really have to understand is that this would raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. They really do intend to impoverish the American people. It's really covered in something called the Earth Charter, which anybody can get on the Internet. It is a plan. It is a worldwide plan for some of the richest people in the United States and throughout the world to redistribute or equitably distribute the wealth within nations and between nations. And we will have a situation like they have in Mexico with a few billionaires, a small middle class, and then, of course, everybody else impoverished. And the middle class, of course, will be the government employees. And this is increasingly happening in America, where government employees make almost twice as much as those in the private sector. The government employees get far better health insurance than you get. They get far better pension benefits and disability benefits than the common people do. So now we're developing, just as we do in any authoritarian state, or in Russia, a government employee class that is certainly favored over the people who are paying their taxes and, of course, supporting the government. So I don't know how long this is going to go on until the American people really wake up and understand that we have people at the highest levels of our government who hate America and who want to destroy our national sovereignty. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree, Dr. Stan, and what offends me so deeply is that this is the end of the dream that our founding fathers had, that Abraham Lincoln so well expressed. When he said the Gettysburg Address, that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We uniquely, in world history, have been a country, the United States of America, that's built a strong middle class and let the middle class rule. What George Bush is putting in place, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, the deep disappointment that George Bush would do this, is putting in effect the government of the elite, by the elite, and for the elite. And the goal, the plan is that the American middle class will not wake up until it's too late, until there aren't any more manufacturing jobs, until the unimpoverished masses from Mexico have taken away all the lower-skilled jobs and the pressure is placed on wage earners across America so that even the unions don't stand anymore. Teamsters replaced by Mexican drivers. This is the plan, Dr. Stan, and President Bush is not going to have anybody believe he has a war on terror or a war in Iraq that means anything as long as our border with Mexico is wide open. That's why President Bush is losing in the polls right now, because the American people sense that he's lying.
And, of course, the thing is, if there was really a threat from international terrorists coming in here and hurting our country, on the 12th of September 2001, the president would have had National Guard troops on our border protecting us so that the terrorists couldn't get into this country. But he didn't do it. And, of course, we have not had any significant terrorist attacks in the United States since September 11th. So we have to begin to ask, you know, are we really being told the truth, or are we being manipulated by the people in Washington, D.C., who have a different agenda because they dream a different dream? Well, Dr. Corsi, now what about these supranational highway, the Trans-American Highway that they're building now, going from, you know, from Mexico, the ports in Mexico, right up through Mexico, and then right up to the very heartland of America, so that they can begin bringing massive amounts of products in from communist China, where all the jobs and, of course, all the manufacturing are going. And it is being financed, of course, all with American and International Monetary Fund money and Agency for International Development money and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and Morgan Chase banks. America has built up the greatest enemy that money could possibly create right there in communist China. But how is that going to impact, and their manufacturing going to impact on America, and what part does the great highway that they're building play?
Well, as we wrote, when Jim Gilchrist and I wrote the book, Minuteman, the Battle to Secure America's Borders, we focused on this, Dr. Stan, because the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is the first segment, it's the test case, is going to be built, started next year. The Texas Department of Transportation has just held hearings this summer. And the Texas people have been attending these hearings in thousands, and they're angered. Because the hearings are not about whether the highway is going to be built or not. That's already been decided. Cintra, a company from Spain, the investment capitalists, have paid Texas $1.2 billion to get the rights to build this highway. The hearings are just about whether this route or that route is going to be chosen. And the people in Texas who are preparing to vote for Governor Perry to reelect him are going to be surprised when he turns around and uses eminent domain to dislodge over a million Texans from their homes and rip up the countryside of Texas to put in these NAFTA superhighways, 4 football fields wide, for Mexican trucks to bring in Chinese goods through Lazaro Cardenas to go to Walmart. That's the plan, and that's what's happening, and it's going to happen starting next year. And people listening to us tonight are going to be shocked when their homes are taken if they live in Texas.
And, of course, how can we find that on the net? There is a website for that, isn't there?
Yes. Go to keeptexasmoving.com, and you'll read all about the Trans-Texas Corridor, the plan to begin it next year.
But they even have a website up there, you know, about the people who are doing this.
That's exactly right, and you can see the maps of it. Also go to NASPOCorridor.com, and you'll see a map of the plan to put the interstate highway, this new NAFTA superhighway, parallel to Interstate 35 from Laredo, Texas, right up to Canada.
Hold that thought. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is a Dr. Jerome Corsi. And Dr. Corsi, how can people get copies of your book and the one written by Chris Simcox, called The Minutemen?
Well, thank you for asking. Jim Gilchrist and I wrote Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. It's on Amazon.com, also at Barnes & Noble stores around the country, border stores. And if you go to the website, which is MinutemanProject.com. Jim Gilchrist and I are even providing signed copies of the book at that website. We really want to get this book in the hands of the American people because we, again, lay out how President Bush has made a decision that the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America is a reason to erase our border with Mexico and erase our border with Canada. That's why the American government has done nothing to secure our borders or to keep out the terrorists we know, like Hezbollah agents, in federal prison, coming across the Mexican border that we're working out at Dearborn, Michigan. That's the case. It's in federal law. You can see those guys in prison. Why isn't President Bush, when he knows that, how can he have a war on terror if he does not secure our border with Mexico and Canada?
Well, of course, you can't have one. If there's a real war on terror, that's the first thing they would have done right after the 9/11 attack. Unless he knows something that the average American doesn't know about what happened that day. Well, let's get, of course, into what's going on now. I understand you've been trying to reach some of the congressmen and let them understand what's going on, and many of the congressmen you've talked to have no idea what our Commerce Department is doing or what this plan is to do away with our sovereignty.
Well, that's exactly right. I sat down with many congressmen in their own offices. Congressman Steve King from Iowa, we went with his staff, we looked at his computer, I showed him fpp.gov. It was eye-opening. Steve King has now since said that he's taking a very hard look at this and Congress needs answers. We've had Congressman Rogers, congressman from Alabama, who's been asking and writing letters now, fpp.gov. I filed the Freedom of Information Act request. I received about 1,000 pages from SPP.gov. We're going to publish those, Dr. Stan. We're going to put them on the website very soon of operation of Minuteman Project, MinutemanProject.com. And Dr. Stan, the pages I've gotten from SPP.gov show me without doubt that our government, the administrative branch, is working cabinet level groups, working groups with Mexico and Canada. And the United States of America is gone. What these documents show is everything is North American this, North American that. We're harmonizing our administrative law to fit Canada and Mexico. Where in the Constitution, Dr. Stan, does it say that the President has a responsibility to change our law to fit Mexico and Canada? But that's what SPP.gov is doing under Secretary Gutierrez's direction. And I think it's approaching treason. When we publish this information, starting this fall, I think the American people are going to have an eye-opener. I think it's going to start in the November election. We want to defeat Governor Perry, Republican running for re-election in Texas. I think the Republican Party is going to go down to a big fall because the American people do not believe any longer President Bush with a war on terror in Iraq. It's a lie if he will not secure our border with Mexico, and the American people smell the rat.
Well, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. America is under attack today. But it's not under attack in Iraq. Iraq is a great diversion. Our boys over there are supposedly fighting for our freedom. Well, our leaders are surrendering the sovereignty of the United States to this North American community here at home. And it's very difficult for the average American to believe this could really be happening. And so I suggest people go to the SPP.gov website. That's www.spp.gov website. We've been there. We've certainly, I don't know if they changed the website, but they list all of these study groups that are going on. And they will not tell anybody what these study groups are doing. And they won't even tell members of Congress what they're doing. But they're really planning on simply eroding the sovereignty of our nation without the consent of either Congress or of the American people.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. That's happening. And if you look, they've added a section that says myths about SPP.gov. If you read those carefully, they're trying to deny what it is they're doing.
I think it was Alfred Toynbee who said, you know, we will deny with our lips what we're doing with our hands. Toynbee was one of the internationalists. He actually worked very closely with Rhodes, a group. We'll be right back here in a moment.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Right, hold that thought right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're talking about This idea of building a North American community and doing away with our borders, which is why, of course, they've consistently refused to do anything about the illegal immigration. And they've encouraged, not illegal immigration, they call it migration. Isn't that a nice word? Instead of illegal immigrants, they became immigrants, and then they become migrants. And they do this step by step by step, and words are used, of course, to create our reality. They know exactly how to mold our minds and create our tastes and, of course, suggest our ideas. And they do it through words and propaganda. And now we have all these millions of migrants here. They're not really immigrants. They're not illegal immigrants. They're just migrants who came from America. That just happened to be south of the border here in America. So I think it's so important that people understand that there are people who do not believe in national sovereignty. They believe that national sovereignty is what brings about wars. And so they have, during this past century, created war after war after war so that we could bring about world peace. And they believe that perpetual war will bring eventually perpetual peace, and so that's why we have to go to war today. And right now our boys are fighting for democracy in Iraq as our nation is being invaded here at home, and they are changing the structure of our laws and the structure of our government. Now, what is going to happen as a result of all these working committees in the Department of Commerce that are working towards building a North American community? Do you have any idea, Dr. Corsi?
Well, the plan, Dr. Stan, is that you'll have, in effect, the administrative law that ties together United States, Canada, and Mexico into one country, even though it's never been declared to the American people. So it's like an evolutionary process, step by step. A fait accompli will happen. Pretty soon our borders are going to be erased. We're going to have trusted traders and trusted travelers. You'll have a biometric card in your pocket. You'll be a North American traveler. You can use it like a credit card going through a supermarket checkout. And everybody in Mexico will have one. They won't be illegal immigrants anymore because they'll be North American trusted travelers with a right to be in the United States. Before you know it, the fait accompli will be that we are one new North American union, just like happened in the European Union.
Well,
that's what's going on.
I think it's so interesting that in Europe, the politicians promised that this would not unite Europe. This only had to do with trade, and everybody was going to benefit from trade. Who could be against trade? Trade was going to increase jobs and prosperity, but there was not going to be a parliament. There was not going to be loss of sovereignty, and they simply lied. And they're doing the same thing here in the United States. They're lying, but they know that the average American doesn't want to give up his sovereignty, but that doesn't matter because they control the leadership of both political parties. And if you think that you're going to get the Democrats in and they're going to do anything any different, at least the Democrat leadership, now some of the Democrat congressmen might be very much willing to do something. But as long as you have the Republicans controlling the House and the Senate and the presidency, they force the Democrats, pardon me, they force the Republican congressmen by threats and by bribes and whatever it else it takes to go along with this program. I don't know, is there any way we can turn it around, Dr. Corsi?
Well, first of all, I think, Dr. Stan, the Democrats and the Republicans are both, it's a bipartisan. Bill Clinton started, he was for NAFTA. He was the one who put NAFTA into place. Bill Clinton also gave away all of our electronic secrets to China, accepted campaign contributions from China, sold America out to China. If we go through the Clinton-Bush dynasties, now the next thing they're going to try to do here, Dr. Stan, watch, is they're going to try to elect Hillary Clinton. That's going to be the next plan. You'll start seeing polls coming out, which are all lies, that the American people are ready for a woman president and that Hillary doesn't look so bad. Bush and Clinton are working together. Just look at the last State of the Union, how chummy George Bush was about Bill Clinton and his father traveling around as the ex-president's club. This thing is all a lie. And I think the American people, the one thing that Bush and Clinton better realize is when the American people wake up, they are a sleeping giant. American people are getting on to the lie. American people aren't buying the lie about Iraq anymore. If President Bush will not secure our borders with the Canada and Mexico, then we're not fighting a war on terror. It's just a lie. I think the American people are going to repudiate President Bush in this coming election. What the Democrats don't understand is they're no better. They're just part of it. Just Act Two is the same play. And we're not going to get anywhere, well, as long as we have the globalists and their money running both political parties.
And, of course, the finest congressmen and senators that money could buy in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the idea that Bill Clinton and George Bush are hand-in-hand, globetrotting, they're both taking money from Dubai. George Bush's father just got $1 million from Dubai for his library. Bill Clinton got money for his library through Dubai. Dubai paid Clinton something like $700,000 in speaking fees. And Neil Bush, George Bush's brother, the same culprit who ruined Silverado Bank, getting his new computer company financed by Dubai. The American people are going to wise up to the fact that our political elites, this Bush-Clinton dynasty, is just getting financed by George Soros, Dubai, and Red China. And who's holding the bag, who's going to lose in this, is the American middle class. That's who the globalists are expecting to pay the bill while they go on to their next billion.
I think it was so interesting. It was either the last Super Bowl or the one before that, where, of course, there on the field just before the game began were Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush, the president's father. And when it came to playing the national anthem, you know, a lot of people were saluting, and some of them were, you know, had tears in their eyes, and some of them had their hand over their heart. But there were, you know, Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush. And most people were singing, but they weren't singing. Their hands were at their side. They looked very bored about the whole thing. And neither one of them had a hand over the heart. Neither one of them sang the national anthem because neither one of them believe in America. They are dedicated to this dream of a new world order and a new world religion. And until the American people can honestly understand that we're not fighting for freedom or for democracy in Iraq, Iraq, like Vietnam, is a great diversion. And as our boys fought in Vietnam, and 58,000 of them came home at O.N. flag-draped coffins, we lost our freedom here at home. And the most dramatic changes took place during that era as they took God and prayer out of our schools and changed our immigration laws and increased power in Washington, D.C., and found a woman had a right to kill the child in her womb. And we were watching what was happening overseas as America was transformed in that period of 1960 and 1970. And the same thing is happening today. And as we focus our attention on what's going on in Iraq and certainly the coming war with Iran and what's going on in Afghanistan and the wicked Osama bin Laden, we're losing our freedom here at home as America's sovereignty is being transferred to some sort of an international or at least a North American bureaucracy that will be as answerable to the American people and the Mexican people and the Canadian people as the European bureaucracy is to the members of the European Parliament. So I think it's so important. Now, what can people do right now, Jerome, to help get this information out?
Well, if people can start, you know, getting themselves informed, go to the government website, go to SPP.gov, read the articles I put on Human Events Online and WorldNet Daily, go to those links. Doesn't cost you a penny. Just spend some time and go do that. And you'll see on government websites things such as that this Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, it's going into Texas next year. Governor Perry's lying to people. Lying, flat-footed lying. People are going to vote for him, and he's going to turn around and take their homes. President Bush is lying. We have a war on terror. Let's get the troops out of Iraq and put them on the border with Mexico and Canada. That's where the terrorists are coming across. Other than Mexicans, Middle Easterners are coming across in thousands, and President Bush does nothing except to go down to the border and hold a photo op, say, I'm sending National Guard, which never show up. It's all a lie, and the American people are tired of getting lied to. Just vote against everybody. Get them out of office. Get a new group in there, Democrats and Republican, and keep doing it until the politicians stop just taking money, making themselves rich from the internationalists, including Hillary Clinton. She's coming next, Dr. Stan. Make no mistake about it. I think George Bush is even working for her election. I've come down to that conclusion.
Well, of course, I mean, actually, he did everything he covered. He did the cover for the crimes of Bill Clinton, refusing even to bring charges against him for stealing all the things from the White House. These people give corruption a bad name.
I'm increasingly getting in favor of impeachment hearings, Dr. Stan. The more this happens, the angrier I get, the more I write. I'm going to write a series of articles coming up about Red China, while Red China using slave labor to make goods that are sold in Walmart. I'm going to name companies. I'm getting ready to write about Red China wanting to deepen the Panama Canal so they can bring their, you know, container ships with 12,000 containers on a ship into Miami directly to reduce transportation costs. I'm going to write about Florida being called, you know, the CAFTA superhighway, with CSX, the railroad, getting subsidies by Jeb Bush and George Bush. The American people have got to catch on to the great lie. And as they do, the American sleeping giant wakes up. I think this whole group is going to be wiped out, including George Bush and the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, both of them together. Because these are the worst presidents America's ever had. And it's a disgrace. I hate to say it, but I'm coming to the conclusion it's a disgrace to have George W. Bush in the White House if he's going to advance SPP.gov in the North American Union.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And can we believe anything that we are being told today when the president promised to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive and then refused to try to get him? And put our troops in, had them attack Iraq because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. And then it turned out he didn't have weapons of mass destruction. And now we're talking about going to war with Iran because they may be going to build a nuclear weapon. And, of course, if you read the New York Times yesterday, you'll find that the CIA says, look, they're not going to be able to build a nuclear weapon for 3 to 5 years. And the Bush administration is saying, you're wrong. You know, we've got to attack them. We've got to attack right away. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the implications of an attack on Iran and what this will do to the Muslim world? We will inflame the entire Muslim world against this because, you know, if even the CIA admits that they do not have the ability to create a nuclear bomb at the present time, and they deny that they're trying to build one, maybe they are trying to build one. What did we do when India built a nuclear bomb? What did we do when Pakistan built a nuclear bomb, all in violation of international law? What did we do when Israel built a nuclear bomb? We talk about being so concerned, but we seem very selective. And when you understand, I believe, that there is a grand plan, and that is to plunge us into World War III. And if you think that we are going to escape unharmed with this next world war, why, I think you are very, very mistaken. I was in Germany after the Second World War. I saw the great cities, Mainz and Frankfurt and Berlin, in rubble. And I would hate to think of that would be San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York City. Because if we get involved with a nuclear exchange in the Middle East, and that's probably the only way we can be effective in a war against Iran today. If you don't think that they could lob a few nuclear weapons, you know, from passing ships onto our coastal cities, I think you're incredibly naive. And there really are wicked people out there. And if we attack them preemptively, do you think that they're going to do absolutely nothing in reprisal?
Well, like I said, I've been deeply worried about Iran, but, you know, I walked 200 miles last year from Libertyville to Washington, D.C. I've been arguing and urging peaceful change. A war will be a tragedy if it comes to Iran. I've been predicting that a war is coming because I see that our government's doing nothing. The State Department will not support peaceful change in Iran. Iran needs to have a change of regime, but we're not doing the steps we could take to engineer a change like happened in the Ukraine. The Bush administration's heading on a collision path for nuclear war, and they're not securing our border. The entire thing is a lie. We don't need to go to war with Iran. We could have this change occur from within Iran. The people hate this regime in Iran, but yet our government under President Bush is taking absolutely the wrong steps to resolve this problem, just like we took the wrong steps to resolve the problems in Iraq.
And where is the outcry from the American people? This is what really disturbs me. And where is the outcry from the media and our pundits and the people you'd be expected to be protesting what's going on today? And, of course, it's deafening and it's silence. Well, I think that right now, don't you think that people should be writing and emailing their congressmen and their senators and pointing their attention at this security and prosperity partnership, at this idea of building a North American community, at this idea of betraying the sovereignty of this nation to this internationalist dream?
I do, Dr. Stan. I think the understanding of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP.gov, and what it's doing, understanding these NAFTA superhighways, understanding how these red Chinese goods are undermining the middle class, being allowed to come in here so that, you know, the Walmart billionaires get more billions and the middle class is sold out. I think this is the key to seeing the great lie. And the great lie is what George Bush is telling. George Bush took an oath to defend, preserve, protect, and defend the United States of America, not to preserve and protect and defend the North American Union or the globalists running Walmart. And when the American people see the lie, I think the sleeping giant will awake. That's why I'm writing so hard and trying to get this information out. And it's right there, available for anybody to see right on government websites.
And I guess you're doing a great job, Jerome. I really appreciate what you and Chris and the others are doing to try to awaken the American people and realize that, you know, there is no turning back. Once our sovereignty is gone, then the dream that was America will soon become a nightmare. And so I would encourage our listeners to write to their congressmen, write to their senators, email them, fax them, call their offices, but then start writing letters to the editor of the newspaper. Start calling in, you know, into talk shows, and whether it be this talk show or other talk shows, but preferably other talk shows, and focus the attention of the listeners to that program to the threat of this superhighway, to the threat of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, to the very real threat of the creation of a North American community and a North American currency, and, of course, the end of America, as we know.
Well, that's right. American voters have gotten comfortable in thinking that...
Hold that thought right there.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
We've been patriots.
Well, Dr. Stan, and just go ahead and finish your thought there, please, Jerry.
The American patriots who have stood up and fought for our liberty did not do this so that we can see the United States of America thrown away for a North American Union. People listening tonight, Dr. Stan, have got to realize the liberty that we have been given, that we have inherited from our founding fathers, we still can express. We can express it by voting these culprits out. We can express it by writing to Congress. We can express it by standing up and saying, no, we don't need a NAFTA superhighway. We don't need our Mexican trucks coming in on our roads. We don't need a North American Union. And if Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and George Bush and George Bush's father don't get it, then let them all be out of office. Let them fund their own libraries some other way than Dubai and China.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Great honor. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he's certainly one of our favorite guests. And we have to keep reminding you, because it seems so absurd that these things could be going on, and yet, have you ever wondered why? If we're really involved in a war on terrorism, the president has steadfastly refused to guard our borders, and recently he sent National Guard troops down there with no weapons. Or National Guard troops who were ordered not to try to apprehend anybody coming across the border? Why would that have happened unless this is all they're playing games with your minds? And I would like to suggest that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, this is the time I certainly want to remind all the people in the Monterey Bay area and out across America that on the 29th of October, and unfortunately it's a Sunday, but you're just going to have to realize this is the only day we can get at this time, and hopefully you'll be able to come. All day Sunday, we're going to have Constance Kemby, we're going to have Chris Pinto, who did this wonderful video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and we're going to have Barrett Schoes, and we're going to have Michael Shaw, who's for Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. We're going to have a great lineup of speakers, and of course we do hope that you're going to be able to come. You're going to have to make reservations, and so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We're going to be serving lunch there, and it's going to start early in the morning, and you've got to go to late in the evening until it's 5, and then of course we'll have about an hour to clean up or so. And we do hope that you're going to be able to come, and that you will get other people to come. And we're going to cover a lot of the things that need to be gone into in great detail so people can begin to understand that America is at war today. The war is not in Iraq or Afghanistan. The war is here for the hearts and minds and souls of our people. And if you really want to understand what it's about, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to go to our webpage at radioliberty.com and pull down our newsletters. And you're welcome to copy them. You're welcome to distribute them. Help us get the truth out. You need, of course, to read this new book we're carrying. It's called Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. And I suggest you'll want to get the four-tape set of my interviews with Malachi Martin along with that. And if you get the two together, you get them at a decreased rate. We want, of course, to suggest that you get this new DVD we're carrying, Rape of the Soul, a full-length motion picture, 2 hours and 20 minutes, I think it was, showed in 12 major markets here earlier this year, and not a word in the media. And because, of course, the efforts by the producer of the movie were basically sabotaged by people who had infiltrated his organization, and he's had all sorts of death threats. The last thing they want is for people to understand about the pornographic art put forward over a period of centuries by the Catholic Church, and this is produced by a conservative Catholic. So Michael Colaci loves the Lord, but unfortunately, he's very disheartened to find that his church and people within his church are pushing pornographic and obscene and satanic art. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. Hurricane John hasn't let up despite being downgraded to a Category 2 storm. Haven Daly's in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
The rain is still coming down pretty strong here. I'm actually standing on a hotel balcony overlooking the ocean, and the waves are definitely picking up as well.
He says flooding will be the big concern from Hurricane John.
There's definitely a lot of accumulated water on the streets and in the various yards, so I guess.